Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Sorry, I've just nearly destroyed the studio about a second before we went on. Other than that, everything's fine. How are you doing, James?
I'm fine, Luke. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Other than just trashing the keyboard there.
Yeah, I know. I've not took the white. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't think they've moved some stuff around in here this week, haven't they?
Yeah, but the box is still here, so we're broadcasting live from the Facebook page. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
I was just staring at the screen then and not saying anything, which doesn't work on the actual radio.
Works on the video. Nobody will watch it for very long, but it doesn't work on the radio now.
Indeed.
So, we must start straight away with the curse of Luke and James.
Oh, God, yeah.
We were talking about him at the barbecue last week, and he died the day after or something. Gene Wilder.
I blame you. You've killed a legend.
It was you that started. I've already killed Bob Hoskins. I haven't. But I said there was somebody that we used to work with called Andy Sharkey the Shark.
Yes.
And I said to someone, I went, it reminds me of Bob Hoskins. And then Bob Hoskins died.
So it definitely is you then?
Might be.
Wow.
Might be. But no, we were talking, I think you were cooking on the barbecue and you said something like, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman.
That's it.
And then
the
we got
classic
talking.
Classic line from See No Evil, You Know Evil.
I love that film. That's
one of my favourites.
Probably my favourite film that he's been in.
Yeah, I watched Stir Crazy the other night as well.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's another one with Richard Pryor.
Oh, right.
It's
really
good.
Yeah.
Really funny.
So, I mean, what was obviously he did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, didn't he?
Yeah.
The original.
Willy Wonka. I'd actually watched, because I'm a bit gutted about it, to be honest. I don't usually get, like, hyped up with these celebrity death things where everybody goes off on this false grief. But I got a bit gutted with this, so I've watched a few interviews and stuff with him on YouTube. And yeah, the memories. I mean, like young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, like Stir Crazy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Blazing Saddles. He was a legend. He was in some classics.
I've just noticed that your T-shirt. I think it's great.
Yeah, the DeLorean.
Can you see it on the radio? Can't see it on the radio. On the Facebook Live, it's the. Although, it wasn't the clock stuck at 4:10.
I don't know.
I think it was, yeah. So that's incorrect. Other than that, it's good. Yeah, no. It's, if you haven't, it's Back to the Future where he needs to channel the bolt of lightning.
Yes.
Through the clock tower through into the car.
I think it represents a trilogy because there's three parts to it.
Yeah, but the time's wrong. The time's the same in all of them because it's 4:10.
I'll get onto the T-shirt printers straight away.
Yeah, make me a proper one. Yeah, so yeah, maybe it is a curse of ours. I'm not having it all just on me. But yeah.
Well, speaking of the Gene Wilder thing, I've got a quiz we might be able to play later.
Okay. Oh, well, am I going to know any of the answers, though?
Well, this is the thing.
Will it highlight my...
We've got three choices. It's a website I found called the Not Quiz. .com.
Okay. Right. Oh, it's like a true and false thing.
There's three choices of games that you can play. Right. The first one is Oscar or not Oscar. And
have they won an Oscar or not?
You get a selection of answers, and
Right.
You say whether they've won an Oscar or not. The second one is number one or not number one.
Music.
Yeah.
Probably more.
The third one, which could be a little bit controversial, is called Dead or Not Dead.
Ah. okay. Well, maybe we can open it up to Facebook and Twitter. Which one of those do you want us to play? Oscar or not Oscar?
Number one or not number one.
Or Dead or Not Dead.
Yeah.
Please get in touch and let us know. The Twitter handle is at the squeak, T-H-E-S-Q-E... yeah, that was right, that, wasn't it?
No, you missed a W. S-Q-W-E-E-K.
Yeah, T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K. It's because it's spelt wrong. And then Facebook, the Facebook page is facebook.com/thesqueak, or just search for the squeak, and then you'll see us.
Yeah.
Nobody's commented yet. But then again, Dave and Joe's on holiday, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
Faith's going out with Ray. So
Faith and Ray are going out.
Might not be any listeners today.
Well, yeah. Neil's on holiday. Speaking of Facebook Live, I watched a Facebook Live on the other night whilst I was watching Stir Crazy. I actually went and paused Stir Crazy for this Facebook Live from Paul Fletcher.
Oh right, yeah,
friend of the show, Paul Fletcher.
I missed that. What was he doing?
It was making an announcement on Facebook Live that he'd got a deal for two more albums.
Really?
Yeah,
because.
And they're changing the name of the band.
Right.
It's called Paul Fletcher and the Dukes now.
What were they called before?
Just Paul Fletcher.
Oh, right, okay, I'm with you. I thought that. Yeah, because when we had him in, he was saying there's some things happening that I can't tell you about.
Yeah.
So, that's obviously what it was.
Yeah, indeed.
That's great news then, that's great.
And then, as the comments came flooding in from people, the comments was basically me and Carl Maloney just messing about. For the most part. Carl, you could tell, was very drunk already.
Really? What a surprise. What a surprise that is.
Oh, we've had a request for number one or not number one.
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we? Where?
Indeed.
On Twitter?
Yes, on Twitter.
Thank you.
And Claire,
sorry, Claire's listening as well.
Yeah.
Which game do you want us to play? I didn't think Faith would be listening. Thanks, Faith. She chucked me out earlier because she needed to get ready.
She did right.
Just let myself in. Hiya, you alright? I'm in the shower. What are you doing?
You didn't make a jump this week?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did. Just because
in the shower?
No.
That could be dangerous.
I was in the kitchen and I just shouted up and that
right.
Put her about. It would do if somebody just walked into your house. Claire, which game do you want us to play? Dead or not dead? Number one or not? Or Oscar or not?
Yeah.
Please let us know.
Three classic games.
Do you know what we should do? We should do that poll thing. But I don't know how to do it.
It's not the best thing to do live on a radio.
No, I know. We should have done it before. But you didn't tell me, so I didn't know. Yeah,
I literally saw this website. Cause, it was on a website, on a forum that I go on with. It was somebody that I know that's made this site. So I just clicked on it and thought, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Maybe it could be a brand new feature.
Yeah.
Not Alan Partridge, a brand new feature. Never do it again.
Indeed.
Yeah. You were saying Alan Partridge's got a book coming out on you. That's
yes.
Obviously going to be something that we're going to read.
His second book. His first book, I was telling you earlier, his first book, if you haven't got it, get it, because it is blooming brilliant.
So when you said the audiobook is genius.
The audiobook is the best thing committed to audio ever. It's basically Steve Coogan as Alan Partridge reading his book.
So he does do it in character.
Completely
then.
In character. For right. 8 hours or so. So you can listen to it in batches. And if you are on the tram or the bus listening to it in the morning, you know, on your way to work, right, you'll be crying on the tram. It's that funny. It's hilarious.
I'll have to check that one out then. So we've got a bit of ordnance today, and then we've got Santiago Kings, who I originally written down wrong on the sheet, but corrected myself. There's always 1 week. Then we've got Branovich coming up later on, and then Connor Houston. And I've made sure that the tracks are in the right order this week.
Well, hey.
So when we say it's going to be Ordnance, with Urge, which is a Wenatchee Tribe remix, it will actually be that.
Indeed.
So we're going to kick off with that one. It's pretty cool. Did we play Wenatchee Tribe?
Played them last week, yeah, with their latest single.
Yeah.
But this is a couple of weeks old. Good little remix that they did for Ordnance.
And here it is.
Relax your body, relax your mind. Open up your heart to me. Open, 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 open.
And that was Ordinance with a Wenatchee Tribe remix of Urge. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little funky number.
Yeah, enjoyed that. Okay, so Twitter has spoken. 100% of the votes have gone for number one or not number one.
I'm surprised. I was absolutely certain people would pick dead or not dead.
I know, yeah. maybe next week. Well, I'm not here next week. Maybe save it for when I get back then.
Yeah. Well, there's three sets, so we can go on and on. So number one or not number one, shall we have a play?
Yeah.
Play now.
Go on then.
Okay, right.
Okay.
So for first option, 10cc's Dreadlock Holiday. Was that number one or not number one?
Ooh. I would say that was a number one.
You think that's number one?
Yeah.
The answer is correct.
Yes.
For a bonus point, which year was it released?
Bloody hell.
77, 78, 72 or 76?
Well, I know 76, I think, had the most number ones. That's just one of the strange facts that I know.
Okay.
I think it's a fact. I don't know. It might be wrong. So I'm going to punt on that just because I am.
76 is wrong. It was 78.
Ah.
Oh. So, yeah. Blur's Country House. Now, that's an interesting one because that was the one that went up against Oasis, wasn't it?
Yeah, lives in a house, a very big house in the country.
Yeah.
It was a good song, but I'm going to say not number one.
I'm going to override you and say number one.
Okay.
Because I knew it was.
Oh, you know it was, right, okay.
Yeah. And that was 1995 as well.
I'd have said
for a bonus point.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I'm just good at 90s music.
Fair enough.
So we've got 4 points so far.
Stay.
Between us.
Stay.
It's eternal.
I don't even know what that is. That's... Oh, you can play it.
Stay with me tonight.
Oh, I do know it. Yeah, it's not very good, that one.
Not number one. You're right, it wasn't
cool.
Number one. So 5 points so far.
Happy days. Chaz and Dave, Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go number
one. You're
going
to go number one?
I think
I genuinely don't know on this one.
Oh,
no,
it's not.
It wasn't number one.
Chaz and Dave Rabbit was not a number one.
Oh,
Run definitely was. By Snow Patrol. 100%.
100%.
Number one.
You're that confident?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
It wasn't a number one. I thought it would have been.
15 songs left. Let's go through. Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7.
Yeah, definitely.
Number one. That was what year?
Ooh, 96 then.
96. Later than that, wasn't it? I'd have said 2001, but let's go with your 96.
Oh, yeah, 2001.
It was 2001.
I was going to change your mind there, but you'd already pressed it. Lay me down.
Sam Smith featuring John Legend.
Yeah, definitely number one. Got to be on
so?
It. Yeah, everyone loves Sam Smith and John Legend.
What year? 2010, 2012, 2009 or 2015?
I think 2015.
I'd say it was.
Yeah. Oh, we're on a roll.
We are.
We're on a roll.
We've got 64% right so far.
Wowza.
Martine McCutcheon from EastEnders, Perfect Moment.
Yeah, that was.
That was definitely a number one.
It wasn't. Did you think it was any good, that?
I can't even remember it. Let's give a sample.
That's not the best part of the song, either.
It's that one that starts, "This is my moment." I think it was number one.
I'll go with you, because she was very popular, and it was,
It was, and, 92, 99, 2002, or 2006.
It's not 1992.
And it's not that early.
I don't think it's 2002, because she'll have been doing Love Actually then. So I'm going to go 1999.
I'd say 99 out of them. And we're right. Oh,
bang on.
69% right. What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner?
I would say, yeah. That was massive.
Oh, it wasn't
a number one.
It wasn't a number one. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope you're playing along at home, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh, X Factor fame, Little Mix.
God.
Coming back at the weekend is the X Factor. Are you looking forward to it?
No.
Okay. Wings.
Wings by Little Mix.
Yeah, I think that one was.
You think that was number one?
Couldn't get away from it.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm just going to... Yeah, number one it was.
2012, I think.
2012.
Yeah.
It was.
Closet Little Mix fan, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars.
Number one or not number one?
Number one, I think.
I'm not sure. Let's go with yours.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
2004,
2013, 2011, 2016.
2013, I think.
2013...
Oh, 2011, wow.
Wow.
Not doing bad, though, are we?
No.
Money for nothing. Dire Straits.
And your chicks for free. And, didn't that have Twisting by the Pool as a B-side?
I thought it was Drinks for Free. Is it Chicks for Free?
Could be either way.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Anyway, yeah, I think number one.
Number one. No, it wasn't.
Wow. Amazing riff. In that song.
Yeah.
You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
Don't know it.
Oh, you will. You'll know it. Play it. You'll know it. You'll know it.
Oh, I do know that.
Yeah. Every mom's favourite artist back in the 90s.
That's some wedding disco song, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say that is a number one.
I'd agree with it.
Oh,
it wasn't.
It's still not the number one.
Yeah. Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears. What a great song.
I don't know that one. Should we play that one as well?
If you want to.
We're not going to get done for copyright, are we?
sample. Again, it's playing the worst part of the track. Read about it, read about it. Read it in the books, in the crannies, in the nooks. There are books to read.
I thought that was garbage, so I'm going to say no, not number one.
You're going not number one? It wasn't number one.
It was garbage. I mean, not number one.
Ugh. Six songs left, right.
Ollie Murs,
Dance With Me Tonight.
Rubbish. I think it was probably a number one.
I don't know. Let's go for it. Number one. Yeah. So 2009, 2011,
2014,
or 2016?
2014, I think.
I don't know.
2011.
Yeah. He's been around a bit too long.
Time just flies. yeah, he has, yeah.
Will Smith's Just the Two of Us. Number one or not number one?
I can't remember that one. Yeah, let's have a play. One fact, I got your back. Rubbish.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
It was quite a big one, so probably number one then.
Should we go number one?
No, it wasn't. Thankfully. Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. Oh, yeah.
Was
definitely
it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
No, it wasn't. Oh. Oh, we're having a shocker.
Oh, 56% right so far.
Right Here Waiting.
Richard Marx, I genuinely don't know that either.
Let's give that one. Just, let's on a music show.
Oh, I do know that.
Oh, yeah, I knew it, nothing.
Yeah. Whatever I say. Whatever
again, they've
I do.
Played a really obscure part of the song. Number one, I'm thinking.
No, not number one.
Oh, we're having a shocker. Whoa. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Yeah, because that was in... was that in Saturday Night Fever?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't. Wow.
Blimey neck.
Turn Around by Fats and Small definitely was.
Yeah, go for it. No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
We should have played Dead or Not Dead.
We scored. That's the end of it. We scored
half
exactly
marks,
50%.
Half must do better.
Yeah. Well... That was fun.
I hope you enjoyed that. We've done terribly at that game.
I hope you played along at home.
Yeah.
I think when we get guests, we should play that with the guest.
Another one of them same time next week, then.
Yeah, Dead or Not Dead.
Dead or Not Dead.
Carl Maloney's text me saying that we should have played Dead or Not Dead.
And you'll be delighted to hear that DJ Ski is back, and he says, see you in a bit.
Cool.
So, if you're listening, DJ Ski, we're on Facebook...
So, yeah. And DJ Ski is not dead. We know that. We know that for certain.
Well, no, because he just texted us. Yeah, we were a bit worried when he didn't come last week. Because I'd forgotten that you said you were away for 2 weeks. I thought you were just away for one. So, yeah. Yeah.
Going back to the music thing, one of the very first things we talked about on the show when we very first started...
Was the X Factor.
I seem to remember. No.
Adele.
Wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Probably was.
Was every week for about the first 12 weeks, I think, Adele.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the very first things we talked about was the comeback of Mr. Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Did you see? He's made his comeback.
Has he?
Yeah.
No, I've not seen. I don't like him. No.
At the US Open yesterday, the tennis tournament.
Oh, right, okay.
It's moved to New York. They moved to a new big tennis stadium thing.
Yeah.
And he did the opening ceremony for it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow. Any good?
And it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. He did In the Air Tonight.
Yeah.
And as he did In the Air Tonight, just as he's singing the first bits of it, the stadium roof started opening.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was like nice little thing.
Yeah.
But you can see that on Phil Collins' Facebook page.
Are you a fan of Phil Collins, then? I take it.
I don't mind him. I really enjoyed the Genesis years.
See, I'm not into Genesis, but I do like Easy Lover.
Yeah, that was that's second one that they played last.
Well, that's because he's only got two good songs.
Can't say that. Andy was Buster.
Yeah, I've not seen that, though, either.
You've not seen any films. That's why us playing Oscar or not Oscar would be completely moot.
It would just highlight my dire knowledge of a lot of good films, potentially Oscar-winning films. Yeah.
I'm surprised you know who Gene Wilder was, to be honest.
Yeah, only because I've seen him in See No Evil, Hear No Evil. I don't think I've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know.
You what?
I think I've seen bits of it, but I haven't seen it all the way through.
Did you have a sheltered childhood or what? You didn't see that. You didn't see Ghostbusters. You didn't see Goonies.
No. My mum's text tone is hey, you guys. You know, when she gets a text message, it's that.
So you know that from Goonies, but you've never seen Goonies?
Well, only because my mum told me. So what's that weird noise that you've got? It's a bit disturbing, really.
Wow. That's disappointing. Hang your head in shame.
Okay. Do you have another song?
Let's do it. Let's do some Santiago Kings. They sent us this one to play this week. So thanks to the band for sending it in. And this one is Mary Ann, their latest single.
Sheffield Live.
That's Santiago Kings. And you think of that one, a bit bluesy?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good music this week.
A nice bit of riff to it, hadn't it? That?
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Really excited because we've got Connor Houston to finish off with a live track from his Leadmill gig.
Yeah.
Which we couldn't make. So that's going to be pretty cool. And he's got his new one out as well.
Yeah,
we've not got it yet.
Not got it yet, though.
But it's definitely there. Definitely available.
I need to go and get it, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's out on iTunes and stuff. But I picked out the International Life because it's a really ace tune, and he does it brilliant justice live.
Well, I'd saved one of the snaps that I did at Tramlines.
Oh yeah,
in my memories, and he was doing 1999. It's just that, still brilliant, really, really good. So yeah, stay tuned for that. England are playing today.
They are.
The first game since the disaster at the Euros. And Big Sam's first game in charge, of course. And it's a World Cup qualifier against Slovakia.
Indeed.
What do you make of it? Are you bothered?
For the last kind of couple of tournaments, I've just not been that fussed about England. It's no fun to watch them anymore.
Because they're garbage.
It's not just that. There's no kind of real impetus or passion or, like, anything. I used to go to the pub every single England match and watch it without fail. And, like, the tournaments, I'd be in, like, the clubs with the big screens and stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing that makes me want to go and watch it anymore.
No. I've said before, I think I became sort of disillusioned after World Cup 98 or something ridiculous, a long time ago. But he's saying that he'd be happy with a draw.
All right.
Which is obviously, wow. Some people have gone, really? So, yeah.
And I was glad to see that Mikhail Antonio got a call up.
Yeah, ex-Wednesday man.
Yeah, followed him for a few years. He's a really good guy, he is.
Yeah, I'm one of my friends runs his own business and they sponsor something. I don't know what.
Okay.
And they all, I don't know if it's a player or, you know, in the program it's sponsored by such and such.
Oh yeah, the player sponsorship, yeah.
That must be it, yeah. So, His wife couldn't make the dinner. They get invited to like a dinner twice a year.
Yeah.
And I ended up going, and we'd got Mikhail Antonio on the table and Olafinjana sat on the table. And I was sat next to Olafinjana, yeah. But I had a good chat with him, and Mikhail Antonio were pretty cool as well. They were all right. I've been to
a good few of those dinners.
Yeah, they're all right, aren't they?
Yeah. I think at one of them, I pretty much convinced Ben Marshall not to sign for Wednesday by accident.
Why? How?
I don't know, it was when he was like really in his element and there was all that interest around him, and we could have possibly signed him at one point, and I can't even remember what I said to him, but like I remember everyone at the table just giving me daggers as if to say, I don't know, I think I said you need to go like what's best for you or something like that, because we were talking about where he was going to go.
Controversial.
Yeah. Speaking of Wednesday, have you got the happy birthday jingle?
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what date it is, don't you?
It's 149 years.
Yeah. A whole 149 years since the Wednesday Cricket Club formed Sheffield Wednesday FC, or the Wednesday FC back then.
Yeah, so it's 149 years today.
On your birthday.
Congratulations.
Did you hear that?
I heard the end bit of did congratulations.
You, yeah. You need your headphones on, otherwise, can't you? But yeah, no, happy birthday. Congratulations, Sheffield Wednesday.
Do you know where they were formed?
It was a cricket originally.
It was originally cricket, yeah, but do you know where the football club was formed?
Oh, just down here, Bramall Lane, was it?
No, they used to play at Bramall Lane.
That's what I'm thinking, is that not right?
No, they used to play there. Wednesday was one of four teams that set up Bramall Lane, actually set up and built it, and then the person that owned it charged too much rent, so Wednesday moved to Olive Grove after that.
Oh, right, okay.
And they lost all the rent income, so they created another team called Sheffield United.
Right.
So, yeah, Sheffield United wouldn't have existed if Wednesday hadn't moved out of Bramall Lane.
Yeah, it was.
But now the location that the club was formed, which is exactly the same location that Sheffield United was formed and the same location that Yorkshire Cricket Club was formed, was the Adelphi Hotel, which was on the site of where the Crucible now stands.
Oh, right. Yeah. I did not know that.
And no...
History.
Yeah, you know the big sign for the Crucible, the colour-changing sign?
Mm.
Just above that, there's like glass panels. There's a room, like a conference meeting room type place there, and that's called the Adelphi Room.
Right.
Named after that. There's a little plaque that says Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, and Yorkshire Cricket Club was formed here.
Wow, never knew that.
There you go. Bit of Sheffield history for you there.
Lovely. So yeah, I mean, just back on England, what do you reckon? Do you think? Do you think we'll win? Do you think we'll be different?
I'd like to think that Big Sam can put that bit of want into the team.
Good odds. Good odds on us to win. I think they're offering 6-1.
Really?
Yeah. Some places are.
That's got to be worth a punt if you're a gambler.
Yeah. Stick a tenner on it.
Yeah, that's really good odds for football.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, hopefully we could do it. But I just...
Not bothered.
I just don't care that much anymore. Yeah. I wish I did. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm you know, I'm having lamb later, so I'm just going home.
Okay.
It's not on the BBC either, so that's it. Forget it.
So,
Baranovic. This is Fire in the Sky. We'll tell you a bit about these after this.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Wow, there's some commitment behind that last Sky, isn't there?
That was ridiculous.
it was good, that.
Bit of cool classic rock, though. Sheffield band, like... Sheffield known, like, throughout the 80s and 90s as a decent rock kind of city, wasn't it?
Mm.
So that's Baranovich, Fire in the Sky.
Really, really good. Really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Did you ever listen to The Darkness when they were around?
Yes, I actually went to see them live.
I did as well.
Yeah.
At the arena?
Yeah, when Ash was supporting.
Supporting them, yeah. We went to the same gig.
Yeah.
Only, I was like 13 at the time, I think, or 14.
I believe in a thing called love.
I used to be able to do it.
This
not,
is to the room of my heart.
He came out into the crowd on a... Was it a lion or a tiger or something?
It was like a white horse type thing,
was
it?
I can't remember what it was. It was a really, really good gig, though.
But after a unicorn or something like that.
Yeah. After the first album, they brought another one out, and it wasn't
and they just recently got back together.
Oh, I don't know.
Sure, I've read something about that.
Well, a few years ago, Justin Hawkins was bid. You know how they do the selection process for the Eurovision Song Contest?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was trying to get in on that, and I think he ended up being one of the X Factor people.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if he'd do quite well in a Eurovision kind of competition. It's that style of music that
we won't win, though, because people hate us.
Well, yeah, in Europe. Yeah. It's what you get for hundreds and hundreds of years of building an empire and taking over countries, isn't it?
Hmm. probably doesn't help. Yeah. I've had a text in from Nick saying, I thought the teams round here were formed by the local parish churches. No.
Not that I know of. I know that the Wednesday Cricket Club was originally formed by local tradesmen and butchers and bakers and retailers and stuff.
And
they were called the Wednesday because that was their day off in the week.
Right.
And so they used to play on a Wednesday. So, I guess that there were some kind of parish teams because there was originally the Football League and the Football Alliance, wasn't there? We were in the Alliance rather than the League for a good many years.
Don't know.
the rules of football in Sheffield, which are actually called the Sheffield rules, they used to have the goal was only 4 foot wide, and then they'd have 12 foot either side of that, another kind of stick, and if you got it was almost like rugby. If you got a touchdown past that stick, it was called a rouge.
Yeah, but you couldn't handle the ball though, still, could you?
I don't know if you kicked it through or you handled it through. I can't remember.
Well, funny you mention that, because we went to Dublin a few years ago for my brother's stag do.
Yeah.
Hello, Mark. He's not listening. Probably. And we were sat watching a combination of Six Nations rugby and Premier League football. And then after, I think the football had finished and they showed Gaelic football.
Yeah, I watched that on Sunday mornings years ago.
That is the most confusing... If you don't already know the rules, it's almost impossible to work out what's going on. He said, you know, he was saying, oh, well, you can run with the ball.
Yeah.
Or you can... So it's like a cross between rugby and football. So there's an H and then there's a goal with a net in the bottom part. But then there's two parts of the scoring. But it didn't make sense because somebody would throw it over the... or do a try or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the points would go on one side. But then if somebody else did it, it was a different amount of points. And I was... Just completely didn't understand
it. It is confusing. I never got into it, but it used to be on Sunday mornings on Channel 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is very confusing.
Well, it was a Sunday morning. We were watching it because it was the last day. We were coming. We went early Friday morning, came back Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So we were probably still topping up from the night before. That probably didn't...
Yeah, that won't help in a situation like that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But, yeah.
Gaelic football,
yeah.
Go for it.
Did you know that Sheffield Wednesday scored the first ever golden goal?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, in the Cromwell Cup.
Really?
When they won the Cromwell Cup.
So golden goal is deadlock, next goal winner, pretty much.
It was 0-0 after 90 minutes, and basically, because it was a cup game, there were no set rules as to what to do then, and somebody had to win the cup, so the captains just both agreed to keep playing until the first team scored.
Right.
Wednesday scored, and the first ever golden goal.
Wowza. Yeah.
There's a lot of history in this city.
Mmm.
Yeah. So.
Any listeners that we have still got. Sorry.
Well,
no, it's very interesting.
If
very
you
interesting. DJ Ski's going to come in and go, I thought you were a music show. What's your music show?
Well, talking of music, if you are still listening, there's an excellent story that I've seen on the Daily Mail today.
Yeah.
Which?
It's all right.
Oh, right.
Just carry on.
Yeah, the computer's crashed again. Right, so the last surviving BG believes his brothers may still be staying alive after experiencing life-after-death visions of them.
Right.
So Barry Gibb told Barry he believes that his bandmates and brothers, Robin and Morris, are still visiting him.
Okay.
Which is quite a nice little story in itself.
Yeah, not the most sympathetic headline, though. from the Daily Mail, surprisingly.
That's the first line of the story.
Mm.
Staying alive.
What's your favourite Bee Gees song?
I do like Staying Alive. I like Saturday Night Fever. Have you seen Saturday Night Fever? I bet you haven't.
No.
Oh, God.
Of course I haven't seen anything.
It has one of the best opening sequences of a film ever, where it's just feet, you just see the feet strolling down the street, like strutting the stuff down the street to the sound of Saturday Night Fever. It's like to the
Staying Alive.
No, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, I've not heard that then. I've heard Staying Alive.
Right, okay.
And I've heard More Than a Woman. I like More Than a Woman. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, I like Staying Alive, but I like the Entrance version from about 1993.
Of course.
Where they used to go, get raw with the fever on the dance floor.
Yeah, it sounds great. Number one or not number one? Probably not.
I think that Entrance one got to number one. Mm. It was when Entrance were really big and started doing cover versions to be right commercial.
All right.
So, yeah, if you go to the Daily Mail, not that you'd ever want to go to the Daily Mail, but, yeah, the... Apparently, Barry Gibb has done an interview saying that he thinks that his brothers are still visiting him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a slow news week this week.
It certainly has. So you not got anything else?
No, pretty much. I know you had a bit of trouble getting in this morning, though, didn't you? Every week.
Oh, do you know what?
I just think it's bad timekeeping, really, but...
No, right. The tram's supposed to set up at 6 minutes past one, right, for me to come and meet you and then we come in into the studio. 6 minutes past one. Every week I get there a couple of minutes early, right, and at 4 minutes past, it generally waits till I get to the door and pulls off.
I mean, it's happened to us all, hasn't it? Do you not run for the tram?
No. There's nothing worse than... running for something, then missing it, and then having to stand there with everybody who's just watched you, the fat, sweaty man, run 200 yards down the road. There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do much running for anything, to be honest, Luke.
Yeah. Look, yeah. That's fine. Yeah, no, it's... I mean, if you're going to miss a tram or a bus, generally, it's because it's massively late.
Yeah. Not if you're going to be setting off early.
Yeah, you can't miss it. But if you're going to be late, it's because the bus is late. Yeah. But yeah, tram setting off early, it's just not on.
So yeah, I'm sure that whoever drives that one, the 6 minutes past one tram from Middlewood, right?
Can't be the same person.
Well,
you reckon it is?
I reckon that he's just sat there and looking in his mirrors, chuckling to himself, waiting until I get to near the door.
Right.
And then setting off.
Yeah, maybe.
I very nearly took a picture of the sign today, which said, like, 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes to go as it was setting off. And then tweeting Supertram people.
You could have done a, you know, like a Periscope thing, a live thing.
Yeah.
Don't think... Yeah, probably not on Periscope, though, are they? Yeah. You can do all sorts now. You can do a live thing on Twitter as well, because they own Periscope, don't they?
Yeah.
It's just world's gone mad.
It does.
Anyway, we've got to leave in about 10 minutes, so we're better get with Connor Houston and the International.
Live.
This is a live version, yeah, from his, when was it? April, was it?
It's about that, yeah.
Yeah.
The Leadmill
gig. Here it is. This is Connor Houston with the International.
Oh, get your kicks. Yeah. Surgery, place to be, pulling teeth makes me tick. Tell me how you got those scars. You'll never catch me chasing cars. So please squeeze me tight until something clicks. I'd like to find the Holy Grail. The death of me to anything for. I wonder who you are, the doctor or a movie star. Have you got long red hair? Have you got a bright green car? The international, she's so fashionable. On the run into the sun when I.
International. Very good, Connor Houston. Is if you liked that, which you
must have.
Yeah. Must then have it's out. The whole live gig's out on iTunes and Spotify and stuff. And there's a couple of videos on YouTube of him performing it as well.
Yeah, and like I say, we will try and get hold of his signal, new single.
He's quickly becoming a bit of a Sheffield legend.
Yeah, I think he's great. Yeah. He don't do a lot of gigs though, does he?
No, he does it right. He doesn't overplay, so that when he does play, it's a bit of an event.
Mm.
Speaking of Sheffield legends...
It's DJ Ski, come here, mate.
Come here.
We're on the Facebook Live. This is what...
Facebook Live?
Yeah, you're not in the shot. That's yeah. You can see, you can see your thumbs up.
Where's camera?
There. It's actually on the...
There.
It's looking at us.
Oh, there
we
there
go.
He is.
We didn't know if you were just wanted to remain anonymous. It's like, so you never put a face to the name.
Oh, Facebook, look at my face. Yeah. Although it's quite a handsome face, as you know.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
We
have put those legs on camera.
No, it's just under. I've got my shorts on today.
Shorts, and DJ Ski's just pointed that out.
Because it seemed really hot when I came out. I didn't realise it's terrible now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of other Sheffield legends, by the way, Rate Good Music have done another podcast. That's out tonight at 6.
And our friend Scott Arillo's in it.
Yes, Scott Arillo has apparently broken his podcast for virginity.
Yeah, his words, not ours. So keep your eyes on Rate Good Music on iTunes.
Loads of good local music on that as well. So bands that send us music, send them over to Rate Good Music and Carl Maloney and get on that podcast as well.
Yeah, as always, the customary appeal. If you're in a band or you know anybody that is, please send your music into us. We'll give you a play.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed.
But I'm not here next week. I'm away in Benidorm.
I'm going to be here, holding the fort.
Yeah.
I believe Carl Maloney's going to be joining us. And Faith.
Yeah.
Faith Shaggers Shaughnessy.
Faith the Shaggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should probably explain that. I'll let her explain it next week, if she remembers. Yeah. So, and I'll not be back the week after. Who's doing the week after? Carl again. Or is it Faith?
So far, me.
Don't know. Don't know.
Me and whoever are dragging off the street by the looks of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be fun. So I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, wow. I know, it's going to be weird.
I'm going to miss you, Luke.
I know.
Don't go away.
It'll be all right. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
I think we'll all be fine.
Yeah. DJ Ski says it'll be fine. Yeah.
You're going to miss me. You're going to miss me.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll miss those shorts. And those
legs. Hey, they're going in order, me. Hopefully they'll come. Yeah, they might come back a bit browner.
What, the shorts?
No, the legs. Not the shorts. No, that's just rude.
I wonder if there's anybody called Ben Idorm. Or Ben I Dorm.
Or last name Dorm shortens his first name to Benny.
To Benny, yeah.
Rather than Idorm.
Right, I'm going to search Facebook in a bit to see.
Yeah, Well, we're gonna make way for DJ Ski now. So, it's just come back. You can't believe this, can you? The system's crashed, so I'm gonna have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's rubbish.
Oh, here we go. So now you're live setting up the adverts.
Yeah, just carry on talking about something.
Yeah, about something.
I don't even know what I need to put on here.
So yeah, next week from 2 o'clock, me, Faith, and Carl. We'll have fun. We'll play. We'll not play Dead or Not Dead because that's one for when Luke gets back.
You can play Dead or Not Dead.
We might, because you know nothing about films. I think we'll play Oscar or Not Oscar.
Yeah, all right then, yeah.
The Squeak.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.